Good evening. Good evening. We are here for Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church Disciples of Christ Monday Manna Bible Study. We welcome you to join us tonight, so come on in. Invite your friends and family members.
It's a blessed day, and we're certainly grateful for the Spirit of God and His presence. And we realize and we understand that we're nothing without Him, and that in Him we do live, move, and have our being. And so we're certainly excited about this Monday time together as we gather ourselves around the Word. The Bible reminds us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so I want to encourage you tonight. We're going to be in chapter 86 tonight of the 73 Psalms attributed to David. And then there's going to be a big jump after that, Lady Kim. We're going to move over to 101 and then to 103. That's a lot of territory to try to tackle tonight, but we'll see how far we can get through that in the next few minutes here. But we hope and pray that everyone has had a blessed day today and enjoyed some of this weather. If you didn't do anything else other than look outside, it was a beautiful day, beautiful fall day, and the day that the Lord has made. And so that gives us a reason to rejoice and be glad in it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Those of you who are joining us, let us know the sound is coming in clear and that you got a good reception. And you're welcome to click, tag, and share as we move through this time together tonight. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you. We honor you. And we do thank you for our lives at this very moment. Thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We pray now that that same Spirit may abide to fulfill, and fulfill to overflow in each and every one of our lives. We pray your blessings to be upon us as we engage in this study. We ask that you will lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. And then, God, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. So we love you tonight. We honor you and we bless your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right. Well, what is today's date? The 15th. We're halfway through November. And what's happening next week? Is anything happening next
Thanksgiving.
Week?
Thanksgiving. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
That signals that the end of the year is nigh us.
Yes, Lord.
And it also gives clear indication for the time for Christmas. A lot of people, they don't wait till after Thanksgiving anymore. They go ahead and set up decorations, and the advertisers and those who work in the stores, they start putting their stuff out early. But I heard there's a shortage and a backup now, Lady Kim. A lot of things that people have tried to order. And I was looking at a special on TV. They're saying that in San Diego, I believe, California, they don't even have enough room to handle all of the traffic in terms of these big trailers that come in with all of that stuff. They have to have that stocked, and then they have the trucks to come in to pick them up. And they got a backlog. And people are waiting, and some people they interviewed said they've been waiting for over 6 months, and some ordered early as May, to try to get stuff for December and still haven't received it. So hope you've already lined up what you want for Christmas, and hope you're not ordering it because it might not get here in time.
Well, that just lets us know that we don't need all that stuff anyway. I think we have enough stuff.
Oh, okay. Amen. Well, are you speaking personally?
I'm just trying to make sure. I'm highly favored. The Lord has blessed me. I don't need anything. Do I want something? Absolutely. Do I need anything? No, I don't.
Well, that's not the way I heard that, but I'll accept what you just said.
Why did you hear that?
You said you didn't want anything, that you okay, and if nothing comes, then... I understand. Wait a minute now. Wait.
Yes,
you understand. And I don't have to get in a hurry to try to get out there and order something. That's what I heard now. But we might be hearing a little different tonight. But we praise God for each of you tonight, and we're certainly grateful for this time. And we pray that if you have requests, if you have anything that you want to share as we go through this study tonight. We're in Psalm 86 tonight. We're going to go from 86 and we're going to skip all the way over to 101. Then if we have enough time, we'll go to 103. All right. Well, Lady Kim, share with us, if you don't mind, about the service on yesterday.
Well, you continued with the sermon that you had started the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the harvest. Are you expecting a harvest?
Yeah.
Are you expecting a harvest? And again, you came from that same passage of scripture in Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 35 through 38, where it talks about when Jesus was going through the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues. And proclaiming the gospel and healing all kinds of diseases. And he had compassion on the crowd that he saw. He mm-hmm. said when he saw the crowd, he saw, you know, helpless people and a hopeless people mm-hmm. and a harassed people.
That's right.
And he said it was like you sheep without a shepherd.
Wow.
And so he looked at his disciples and said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, and prayed therefore that the Lord would send more laborers into the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially God was saying, or Jesus was saying, that there's much work to be done.
That's right.
But there are just a few people that do the work.
That's right.
And you talked about, you know, we know that there's an 80-20 kind of rule in every church. And he's talking spiritually, you know, he wasn't talking naturally. He was talking about spiritual souls, winning mm-hmm. souls to the mm-hmm. kingdom. But there's an 80-20 rule in the church that there 80%, 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
Right.
So, or, you know, that 20% of the people, 20% mm-hmm. of the people do the work in the congregation.
Right.
The other 80% don't do anything.
Well,
so.
Not necessarily don't do anything. They don't carry, they don't do the heavy lifting.
Okay.
Let's put it like that.
All right.
And that 20% really carries the bulk of the responsibility and are foot soldiers and are willing to get down and do the job that's necessary in order to keep the church flowing. And that rule not only applies in the church, Lady Kim, but it's also in the corporate world. And many times you will find that happening throughout society where there is an 80-20 rule that takes place. But I just wanted to say that as you were talking, I didn't mean to just cut you off right there, but it just came out. I just wanted to get that out while I was thinking about it because, you know, I don't have a pencil. They say if you got a short memory, you need a long pencil. Isn't that right?
That's true.
Okay, so you got a pencil over there so I can write?
No,
so.
I have an ink pen.
All right, I need a pencil.
You need a pencil so you can erase.
That's right.
And make corrections.
You got it.
No, but you went on to talk about your 3 points that as laborers we have to envision the harvest.
That's right.
We have to empathize,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
When we have to envision. Bringing lost souls to
That's
Christ.
Right.
You know, if we don't envision bringing lost souls to Christ, if we don't have any expectation
That's it.
About winning lost souls to Christ, then, you know, we might as well just, you know.
Fold our tent up. Huh?
That's right. I mean, there's no sense in us existing. And I thought about, you know, as a child, when I told my dad I wanted something
mm-hmm.
and he said that he would get it for me. There was an expectation.
That's right.
I would wait with great anticipation and expectation that my dad was going to get what I asked him to get for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he loved me just that much. And I envisioned that thing.
Could you see it?
I could see me riding that brand new shiny Schwinn bicycle, you know. That my dad said he was going to get for me. I had an expectation. I knew he was going to get it, so I envisioned it. But if I couldn't envision it, if I didn't envision it, had no expectation for
mm-hmm.
it, then, you know, there's no hope.
That's right. And, you know, as you were talking about that, Lady Kim, it's important that we have a burden for ministry and the call for lost souls. Everyone doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. But we have to pray to the Lord of the harvest mm-hmm. that he sent forth those kind of people. Mm-hmm. And so it's important because just as you indicated in the first part of that scripture, Jesus looked out and he saw the people after he evaluated their condition. They were like sheep without a shepherd. Mm-hmm. And when I thought about that again after you read that tonight, sheep without a shepherd, they are just roaming. They are loose. Mm-hmm. They are doing whatever they feel like doing. They're going wherever they want to go. They have no guidance or direction. And they might end up anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it is with many of the people who are lost. They are just wandering. They're drifting. They are no direction, no sense of purpose, no one to give them insight in terms of what they need to go do and where they need to go. And so we have to make sure that we have a burden like Nehemiah did. And I may have alluded to that on yesterday. He had such a passion and a burden for rebuilding the temple walls, you remember? Mm-hmm. And Nehemiah tell he just couldn't get any rest. And the king said, well, what's wrong with you, Brother Nehemiah? He said, man, my spirit is so, I'm just restless because God has placed this thing on my heart. And when God places it on your heart for winning souls, then you won't rest until you do what God tells you to do.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I didn't mean to cut you off again, but I was thinking about that as you were talking, but I want you to go ahead and finish up. I promise I won't.
Don't promise.
Don't make any promises.
Don't promise that. And then you said you have to, empathize, mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. was the next
That's
one.
Right. That was the second point.
Yeah. And so I lost my notes. And then the last point was that you have to evangelize. As laborers, we have to evangelize.
Okay.
You know, we got to get out and do the work.
That's right. That's right.
you know, you can't evangelize. Well, yes, you can, but not effectively. I was going to say you can't evangelize sitting at home.
Oh, okay.
But you can these days. Yeah, you can, you know, with the technology,
that's
you
right,
can.
That's right.
But you have to make an effort to evangelize. Mm-hmm. That means you have to intentionally ask people if they know Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. You have to intentionally go out and spread the word.
That's right. And on yesterday, I waited till you finished. On yesterday, I asked the congregation to raise their hands, and I said, now, you have been authorized to evangelize. And so they have the authorization to do what God has required of them to do. And I think if we get this thing in our spirit, it's about winning souls for the kingdom. Mm. And it's a possibility that as a result of us evangelizing, that some people might end up coming to ATOP.
Amen.
You know, but it's all about the kingdom. I don't think when we get to heaven that God is going to stop us. The Lord is going to say, well, what congregation were you a part of?
Right.
I think he wants to know, do we know him, and that he knows us, mm-hmm. and that we have accepted him as Lord and Savior. I want to hear him say, well done. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's going to go through all the rigors about where were you at this congregation or where were you with this. But he's going to look at the record, and he's going to see what we've done in order to win souls for him.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Did I cut you off for real?
No, you did not. All right. I was just messing
Look at me. That, Brother Andre. How you doing? Good to see you all the way from
Valerie.
Flint. Sister Valerie. That's
all
two spectrums, isn't it?
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida, and then
Flint, Michigan. From that's, the north to the south.
That's right. That's right. East and the west. Come on, y'all check in and let us know where you are. If you from out of town, it's certainly good to see each of you on the call. We do have another group that's on our streaming side as well. And we have probably quite a few people on that side of the spectrum as well. And so we're certainly grateful for each of you tonight. And we praise God for his spirit's abiding presence. Now, keep in mind, if you have any requests, any prayer requests, we definitely need to know that. And we definitely need for you to go ahead and put that in so that we can make sure that we pray with you and pray for you as we go through this time together tonight.
Amen.
Okay. Were you finished with the...
I was done.
That's an update, or was it a... what do you call
summary.
It? A summary.
A summary.
Okay.
A recap of yesterday's message.
And that message is available at anointedtemple.org, and you can, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, you can go back and view that sermon in the service from yesterday. I thought the spirit was high in the service. The choir, the praise team did an excellent job, and we had quite a few things going on with the baptism, and then many people didn't know I had a private wedding ceremony after service on yesterday as well. And so it was quite a bit going on, but we praise God for each of you and for God's Spirit's abiding presence. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So we're in Psalm 86. And this psalm really takes us over to the next it takes us over into the next section where it talks about God all around us. And I think we started on that last week, God all around us. Mm-hmm. But this psalm here really kind of deals with a prayer for deliverance. One author says a prayer for deliverance. Another one says a prayer for God's favor. Mm-hmm. And so that really kind of ties in together, deliverance and favor. Mm-hmm. And so... we see that in this psalm that this is a sincere prayer of an individual who has personal distress. Mm-hmm. So David is going through, and it's amazing how there is a thin line between him coming out of a situation and him going into another situation and continuing to ask God to see him through. Mm-hmm. And so it is with us in our lives. That old song, Each Victory Will Help You, Some Other to Win. What's the title? Ask the Savior to Help You?
It's Yield Not to Temptation.
Yield Not to Temptation. Mm-hmm. And so many times when we come out of one situation, we shouldn't let our guards down. Mm-hmm. We should continue to be steadfast in our disciplines and in our relationship with God in terms of our prayer life, our study, and all of that. But a lot of times people let their guards down after they have come out of a situation, after the Lord has delivered them, and they think that they can rest and be at ease in Zion. And we have to be mindful of the fact now that the enemy, he's keeping an eye on that. Mm-hmm. And so he wants us to let our guards down. He wants us to be at ease so that when he strikes again, we have to build. We have to go out and build a whole nother fire.
Amen.
But if you keep the fire burning,
amen,
and you keep wood on the fire, then you don't have to worry about that when the enemy comes the next time.
That's
He's
right.
coming back now.
Oh, yes, he is.
And so we've got to have a rich history with God, and we've got to have a relationship with him, and we have to have history and a faith file. I call it a faith file. Where you go and you look back over where the Lord has brought you. Mm-hmm. And it gives you courage and it gives you that renewed confidence to make it through whatever it is you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Any comments there? Well, so this Psalm 86, maybe we can read it, Lady Kim. It's about, 16 verses?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and see how much of that we can read. Let's maybe read the first five verses, and then we'll share any comments that anyone might have.
Okay. A prayer of David. We're at the end of chapter 86 of Psalm, the first verse. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. For I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you.
Okay. And so this is really a kind of a general plea for help. And I think most of the commentaries and commentators say that when they speak of bowing down, and you made reference to it in those verses, it's talking about, it's kind of an invocation. It's a form of a prayer that's mm-hmm. going forth from David. And David is really setting the tone here. And making sure that his plea goes through and that he expresses the rationale behind why he's praying for what he's praying. Mm-hmm. I often say, probably almost every study, that I think it helps us when we vocally express what we're going through, even though God already knows it. But when we put it in the atmosphere, and when we release it and stop carrying it and allow it to be a burden for us, then something happens in the spirit realm that gives us even more strength and more power. In my opinion, it does. But some people want to hold everything. They say, well, God already knows what I'm going through. But when you start telling God and being verbally expressive about what it is you're going through, I think something happens, a shift takes place in the atmosphere, and God honors that.
Amen. And I think God likes to hear us verbally express our feelings about our circumstances to Him.
Right.
You know, a lot of times we say things to ourselves, but it's something about speaking it out loud and putting it out into the atmosphere aloud that helps to strengthen you and to help change your situation.
That's right.
So, you know, one scripture, I don't know where it is, where it says cry aloud to the Lord. When you cry aloud, you can't cry aloud quietly.
No.
You know, when you cry aloud, you open your mouth. You open your mouth and you say what it is that's on your heart and mind.
That's
so
right.
When you put that in the atmosphere, you set some things in motion in the spirit realm.
Okay. So we see in these first five verses of Psalm 86 that David is setting forth a general plea for help. He's talking about bowing down, and that in essence is setting the tone for his request, and it's like an invocation. And each plea that he lists here, it really kind of carries with it the reason why God should answer him, and he expresses what he's going through, and that just reaffirmed what we just finished talking about, how important that is, because David was in good relationship with God.
Yes, he was.
Even though he had fallen, even though the enemy was, as every time we turn a page, it seems like there's another obstacle, there's another enemy. David knew God, God knew him. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. And so if David would openly and verbally express where he was, then we should take that to heart and allow that to be a part of our daily regimen, or however often we need to, in terms of our expressing our need and our concern to God.
The word also says pray without ceasing.
That's right.
That means that, you know, just somebody said once, well, how can you pray without ceasing? That means you'd be praying all the time every day. Well, it's just like breathing. We breathe all day every day.
Okay.
We take a breath, but then there's a pause in between that breath, and we take a rest. So just like that, you know, we
break
can
that
pray.
Down.
You know,
we breathe, we take a breath, we pause and take a breath.
Take a rest.
And take a rest.
Yes.
See that? That's 3 points right there.
And so it is with prayer. We pray without ceasing.
That's
we
right.
pray when it comes to our mind. We pray when we see things happening. We pray when we want something to happen. When we pray when we don't want something to
That's
happen.
Right.
So
That's
we
right.
continuously pray. And pray is not only asking God for things, but it's giving God praise and acknowledgement for who He is. And that's what David did throughout these Psalms. You know, sometimes he would start his prayer with deliverance, but he would almost always end with a praise.
That's right, with a praise. And so whatever it is we're faced with, whatever it is we're going through, we shouldn't allow that to stop us from getting to the place of praising God. And there should be a praise connected to whatever it is that we expect God to do in our situation.
Amen.
And we're not going to be like the nine that didn't come back to tell the Lord.
Say thank you. That's
but
right.
But we're going to be that one that pressed our way. That's for somebody special. They'll get that on the way home right there. All right. So anything else you want to share about these first five verses? I think we pretty much covered it. David is really being... He's having a continued prayer here. He's consistently expressing his need and his concern. It's a sincere devotion for God, and he's using that as a part of his regimen in terms of his devotion that he gives when he's seeking God. And it's not like God is foreign or that he doesn't know who he is, mm-hmm. because he's in proper relationship with him on a consistent basis.
Amen.
Some people only pray when they're going
through. When they're going through, or when they need something.
Right, when they need something. But mm-hmm. no, we need to pray earnestly, consistently, pray without ceasing. And then when we get to that place where it looks like things are going to get a little hectic for us, we know that God has already been there and gone.
Yes, and that we've saturated ourselves with prayer.
That's right.
We've saturated our atmosphere with prayer. And so we can ride in. We can ride any wave, any troubling wave, because we know that God is our undercurrent.
Okay. Yes. All right. You spilling out a whole lot of revelation there, Reverend.
Ah, praise God.
That's right. Riding that wave and knowing that God will.
It's the undercurrent.
Undercurrent.
Yes, he will carry us through.
My.
Surfers. And now I'm not a surfer. I've never been surfing. I've seen surfers from afar when I was in California, but they wait for that wave. But, you know, while they're waiting on that wave, they're prepared for when it comes.
They're prepared.
And so when that wave comes and they stand up, they're able to ride it out because they're prepared. But that undercurrent is what carries them through. And so it is with us in prayer.
Okay. And, you know, as you were talking about that, Lady Kim, on that surfboard, they have something that's connected to their ankle. I don't know if you've noticed mm-hmm. that or not. Mm-hmm. And so that's almost for us symbolically of our anchors holding mm-hmm. and gripping the solid rock. Because even if by chance the wave that they are riding, they eventually run out. But sometimes the wave can be so rugged and so, forceful, till it would throw some of them off, particularly if you are a neophyte or you mm-hmm. haven't had that much experience in riding waves. Mm-hmm. But you don't lose your foundation. You don't lose what you're riding on because your anchor is secure.
Amen.
And so we need a secure anchor when we're going through, and know that on Christ, the solid rock we stand, all other ground.
Sinking sand.
I felt a song right there, but I'm gonna hold up.
Hold that song. Hold it. Hold it right there.
You said yield not to temptation.
Hold it right
sinking
there.
Sinking sand. Those are two of those old hymns of the church that brought us over.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Let's read on down. We're in Psalm 86. For those of you who are just joining us, thank God for your presence tonight. We have already a few prayer requests, and we're going to pray for all of those concerns. And if someone else has a prayer request, please, by all means, mention it in the prayer box. And we want to make sure that we touch and agree with you and believe God for what you're believing him to do in your situation. So Psalm 86. And Lady Kim is going to pick it up now and read maybe 6 through 10.
All right. Verse 6 of the 86th division of Psalm. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
You alone are God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? So David is really exhibiting here a confident hope.
Yes.
He feels good about his relationship with God.
Yes.
He's openly affirmed and confessed his need, and he's made sure at the beginning that he lets God know. He gives him reverence, and he's almost opening the door for an invocation, if you will, and he's very expressive, and he's particular about laying out the concerns that he wants God to meet in his life.
Amen. And so should we do that also? You know, lay out, and I know most of us do lay out mm-hmm. our particular concerns before God, mm-hmm. but not only our particular concerns, we must never forget to look beyond ourselves,
okay.
you know, and
okay.
pray for others sometimes.
That's good.
You
That's
know,
good.
Because God has been so gracious towards us.
Mm-hmm.
And David knows that, mm-hmm. you know, his prayer for deliverance. He said, I will praise the Lord with the Lord my God with all my heart.
All my heart.
I will glorify your name forever because his love is so great towards
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So we know God's love is so great towards us that every now and then we need to take the focus off ourselves.
That's right.
And lift up the name of the Lord for someone else.
That's good. That's an intercessor in a real sense, but you know, you don't have to be, that's not a committee or not a sort of like a ministry of the church, but it is in a real sense. And each of us should take on the opportunity to be an intercessor so that we might be able to intercede on the behalf of others.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
And so we're in Psalm 86, and we're moving right through. There are only 17 verses here, and we've already covered the first 10 verses. David has set the tone. He's made his request known, and he's laid it out. He's speaking with a sense of confident hope. And when you have proper relationship with God, and when you know what God has done, and you know what he's doing right now, it gives you a confidence in knowing what he's going to do in the future.
Amen.
And so it is with David here. But let's pick it up, Psalm 86, and start at about verse number 11. And then let's read down through the remaining verses. It stops at verse 17.
Well, if my phone with my 11 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness.
Wow.
Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness. And a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame.
Mm.
For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Okay. Give me a sign of your goodness.
Yes.
That my enemies will be put to shame.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
That's powerful, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
So David is really, it's a prayer here of these last few verses of Psalm 86. It's a prayer for guidance and protection.
Amen.
And so he's asking God to reaffirm the proper relationship and establish him for what's to come. And he's also acknowledging what God has already done in his life. And he's praising him for what he will do.
Yes. And I like the way David asked God to teach him his ways.
Teach
he says,
him.
Teach mm-hmm. me your way.
That's right.
Teach me your way, Lord. He's asking for a specific a directive. Teach me your way, Lord. There's so many different ways of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if we want to have the mind of Christ, we want to know God's word, and not only know his word, but know his way.
Okay.
And the character of God shows us his way. His character is love. His character is goodness and meekness and kindness and compassion. You know, we ought to operate in God's way.
Okay. Because part of that has to do with when he's asking God to teach him. He says, teach me your ways. He's really talking about how he wants to walk in the truth of what God has for him. And I think all too often we we fail to yield to God's way and we want to do it our way. But when we ask God to, it's God's teaching that will enable us to walk in the truth of God. And so we have to be mindful of that. And the enemy is very attractive when you, particularly when you're going through. And we know that John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus himself says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be mindful of our position as well as what we're going through, because just because we have lifted our voices to God and we have expressed our concerns, that doesn't mean that the enemy is going to bag back and leave us alone.
Absolutely.
And
right.
So we got to stay prayed up, and we got to make sure that we put on the full armor each day that we get up, and that we are consistent in our prayer life to God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So even as we close out this particular portion of this Psalm 86, there were only 17 verses there. We're getting ready to move to Psalm 103, but I think if we would to give something to, as a handle to hold on to at the end of this particular 86 Psalm, what do you think that would say to us, Lady Kim?
I think it would, to sum it all up, to say that when trouble comes, that God is there for us.
God is there for us.
Yes.
When trouble comes,
God is there for us. Remember, God is all around us. That's the theme mm-hmm. of this particular section of Psalms of David that we're reading. God is all around us. And because God is all around us, when trouble comes, he'll be there for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good.
I like what Sister Valerie said. The Holy Spirit will always guide us if we ask.
That's right. That's right. That's good.
There for the asking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move over to Psalm 101. Those of you who are following along, let's move over to Psalm 101. And this psalm is really talking about a perfect heart. And this is a very interesting psalm as well. And there are only a few verses here. I think about 8 verses in this particular psalm. And we're going to go ahead and try to cover that and see where we are once we finish. But one of the commentaries said that this is best classified as a royal psalm.
Mm-hmm.
And since it is a declaration of principles by which a ruler intends to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to kind of set the tone for what we're going to hear in this particular psalm, because it talks about some principles, resolutions, and it's an expression of a form of a promise to God and for God to address the situation that he finds himself in.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Before I start to read, I want to remind you, some people might say, well, why did they skip from 86 to 101?
Okay.
It's because we are only studying the psalms that are attributed to David.
That's right.
You know, and so 87 through what, 100 are not attributed to David.
That's right.
So therefore, 86 was the last one, and now we're on to 101, which is a psalm, the next division of psalms that is attributed to David.
Okay.
And so Psalms 101 and one, how many verses would you like? All of them?
Yeah, we can go ahead and read all of those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect heart.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 101, verse 1. I will sing of your love and justice to you, Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil.
Okay.
Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land.
Wow.
I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord.
Wow. Isn't that something? And the title for this is A Perfect Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And David is really, he has a personal resolution here in the first few verses where he's really being open again. He's being honest. He's placing everything out there. But I think that God in principle here has to do with mercy and judgment from the basis of the resolution that he's presenting. And so after declaring his determination to choose the way of uprightness, then he allows God to give him, he's coming with a sense of integrity, and he's coming with a pure heart. And so he's asking God to really resolve the situation and keep him from the evil that he's about to face.
Mm.
The enemy has presented in such a way to him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I had a thought and it flipped out my mind. Oh, man. I can't think of what it was.
All
I was
right.
You were saying something and I was thinking and then it,
you didn't. But the latter part of, we're in Psalm 101 now, and we've skipped from 86. Did it come back to
Yes,
you?
I know what all it right, is now. Right. When we surround ourselves, we have to be careful with the company that we surround ourselves
with.
Or that the company that we keep. I remember growing up, my mother used to say, don't hang around that girl, or don't hang around those kids. You know, she knew the kind of trouble that they would bring, or she knew their character, or she had heard in the neighborhood the kinds of things that they were doing, and so she was trying to protect me from and protect my integrity from them.
Okay.
And so here is David in this psalm talking about how he will guard his home.
Mm-hmm.
He will not allow evil things to enter. He'll have nothing to do with evil. And so we have to guard and protect ourselves. We have to guard and protect our minds and our hearts and everything that we do from evil.
Okay. And I think that word that kind of sparked that for you was that integrity.
Yes.
And how important that is, because as parents, and just as your mother observed, we too try to guide people in the way that we know is going to be detrimental to them. But many times people will hear what we have to say, but all too often people will want to experience it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just like growing up when they used to have the stove or whatever, mm-hmm. don't touch that, you know, you're going to burn yourself. And you keep telling people that enough, then they're going to eventually check it out. Some people will.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have scars now to prove that they touched something that they shouldn't have, and they got a mark on their hand to show that they didn't follow the rule or abide in what their parents were saying to them.
And a lot of people, especially young men, you know, they run with the wrong crowd. And, you know, it's guilt by association.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be riding in the car with someone, and if the police pulls them over and they have paraphernalia or guns or drugs, you're in the car with that person. So it's guilt by association. You're an accomplice, or, you know, you're just as guilty as that person is.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our minds. We have to guard our lives, amen, from the evil that's out there.
Well, let me ask you this, Lady Kim. I know we're getting ready to move to Psalm 103 in a few minutes. You told us that story, but what happened with the directive that your mom gave you? Did you venture out, and did you stay the course in terms of going to the places and being hanging out with the people that she told you to stay away from?
Well, you know, at that particular time, you know, I did not hang out with those people. They're a little too rough for me. They were a little too rough for me. But, you know, there have been other times where I was not, where my mother did not know the person, but their character was not so good. But I did not have enough sense to know that their character and integrity was as of such. And so I hung out with them. I mm-hmm. followed along with them for a while, for a season.
Okay.
But praise God, when that season was over, okay. I had sense enough to cut them off.
My. Well, we praise God for that season that was cut off as well, because you know what happened after that, but we're not going to go into that right now.
Oh, Lord. It must have something to do with you.
But no, you're right, because sometimes it's through that going through and other people praying for you mm-hmm. that we're sustained, mm-hmm. because we get so reckless in trying to do and trying to fit in and trying to be a part of, till we find out that we have gotten ourselves in too deep, or we're in a situation that we know is detrimental to us.
Amen.
You know, and so praise God for his keeping power and for him seeing us through mm-hmm. all of the things that we didn't completely understand. And here we are today. It's all because of the goodness and the grace of God.
Grace of God. Sister Gwen had something good. She said, this is a roadmap for leading and living an upright life.
Mm-hmm.
I will and or I will not do.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you have to resolve in your spirit that there's some things you just will not do.
That's right.
Because once you buy into something, once you do that thing, then it's easier to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So iniquity will abound if you continue with that sinful behavior.
Okay.
But if you vow in your spirit, I will not do,
mm-hmm.
you know, then you will lead a more fruitful life.
Okay. All right. So David kind of closes this psalm out, and there are only 8 verses there. He closes out with his official intentions, if mm-hmm. you will, in verses 5-8. And he talks about the cutting off that you just made reference mm-hmm. to, and how he's seeking the favor of God. And he's asking God to destroy those who are trying to come against him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so he will show favor, he says, and he's asking for a kind of favor that will keep him from the danger that is upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is with us, because, you know, there are dangers seen and unseen, and we don't know when the enemy is going to strike. He's like a thief that comes in the night, but we have to make sure that we have guarded our hearts, and that we have guarded our spirits, and that we are covered. Somebody said they're covering, you know, that we are covered. And so I think of a Sister Valerie that mm-hmm. made mention of covering.
Mm-hmm.
And David had a covering over him. And a covering is there to protect and to keep you from some of the elements, mm-hmm. as well as some of the things that might come upon you that you're not aware of.
Amen. A shelter.
A shelter.
Yes.
Okay.
A shelter.
So Psalm 101, a perfect heart. That's what he's asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of closes out and kind of gives us a handle to hold on to by letting us know that God will help us to act as we should.
Amen.
Wow.
That's it. That's a good summary.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
God will do it.
He'll help us to act as we should.
That's right.
We have to want to do it, though.
Yeah.
But God will help us.
That's right.
Yes.
To act like we should. You want me to go and tell them what happened at the rest of the story when you cut everybody else off? You really don't want me. Tell that, do you?
No, I don't.
All right.
Because I don't know what you get ready to tell. You have to tell Ooh. Me before.
All right. No, it was no. Because you were still relatively young when I met you, Reverend.
Relatively? No, I yeah. was.
Okay, let's move
I was
on.
Young.
We're moving on.
Well, what do you call young?
Well, you were yet. Getting into your 20s, you were...
I was about 18 or 19, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. that was not relatively young. That was young. I think 19 years old was young.
So, and we got married. When we got married, you were, what, 23?
I was 23.
Yeah.
So I think I was very young when we got married.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was young, too. Now, don't be giving the people the impression that I was an old man or something. What are you saying? I mean, all right. All right, let's move on. Somebody say stick to the script. That's right. Let's go. Let's stick and move.
Oh, boy.
But no, we're in Psalm 103, and I think 103 is going to really be a little bit more than we can cover in the next few minutes. There are about 22 verses there, and we only have about 5 more minutes before we prepare to close out, and then we want to make sure we lift up all of these particular requests that we have, and we want to pray for the needs. There are many needs in the congregation, and there's also many needs that that people have already indicated here tonight. So what's your pleasure? Are we running behind in terms of the timeline?
No, well, we're right on point. If we don't cover 103 tonight, we will be behind. But I think we can catch up later on down the road, you know, if we don't do 103 tonight. But we had quite a few prayer requests tonight, mm-hmm, and I mm-hmm. think it's important that we
spend some time
with those requests. If you have any requests, you know, please make sure that you put those in the chat box mm-hmm. there so that we can see them. I've already written down the ones that have gone, have been voiced earlier. Mm-hmm. But we do have quite a few prayer requests
That's
tonight.
Right. I talked with Miss Oliver earlier today, mm-hmm. and she's in touch with Charles Beecham's I believe that's her daughter, his daughter. Mm-hmm. And they said that he's not doing well at all.
Mm. And so is he still in the hospital?
No, he's at home. And so they're just really kind of just keeping him comfortable right mm-hmm. now. And Brother Charles has been going through various illnesses and sicknesses. And so he was released from the hospital, but he's at home. And Miss Evelyn, she works with the committee that we formulated to help and assist. She might be on the streaming side watching tonight, and we're certainly grateful for all of those who let us know of various situations. Sometimes people think that we're just going to automatically know, but that's part of why we want people to list their concerns and let us be aware of it. And we want to definitely, we can pray if we can't do anything else.
Amen.
And lift you up and agree, touch and agree with you
yes.
around whatever it is you're going through.
Yes. And like Pastor said, don't assume we already know. You know, I tell people, I'd rather for 15 people to tell us the same thing mm-hmm. than to have someone assume that we know and we don't know at all
right.
and haven't heard. So please, you know, let us know. Even if you're the 10th person to tell us, it's okay.
That's right.
You know,
That's right.
We want to know.
So you got a couple other requests coming in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to stop and we'll pick up next week at Psalm 103, and we'll continue from there. And so you'll have an opportunity to go ahead and read that before next week. And then after 103, we'll be going to 108. Now, keep in mind, these are Psalms that are attributed to David. And so you're going to see that skip and that jump as we move through, because there are only 73 psalms that were attributed to David, and those are the psalms that we're covering. And so we'll start with 103 on next week, and then we'll jump to 108.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are actually reading ahead or reading along with us, you'll know where we are. There's your friend, Sister Sheila Cox. She's saying hello, and so it's good to see her on the call tonight.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go with the many, many prayer requests that we have. You mentioned Brother Charles Beecham. We certainly want to lift him up in prayer. We want to lift up Brother Charles in our prayers. Sister Myra just asked for prayer for Andrea Martin. Is going to have a heart catheter on tomorrow. We lift that up. You know, as we lift up these prayers, we talked about earlier today about putting things out in the atmosphere.
That's right. That's
when
right.
When we speak these names out in the atmosphere, we're expecting God to work on our behalf.
Absolutely.
So, Andrea Martin with that heart catheter. Sister Deborah Taylor asked for prayer for she and her husband, Daryl Taylor. And Sister Deborah says she has her hand in a cast.
Wow.
So we're praying for her, the healing of her hand. Brother Andre Richard mm-hmm. had back surgery. Mm-hmm. We're praying for your healing in your back, Brother Andre. Sister Marcy, Marcia West. Mm-hmm. Sister Marcy asked for prayer for her son, Ja'Cory, who needs to have a heart transplant. He's in the hospital in Nashville at Vanderbilt Hospital awaiting a heart transplant. So we lift up Brother Ja'Cory on tonight. Sister Jessica asked for prayer for Yvonne Key and for herself. Sister Jessica says they need a new place to stay, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. The message has gone past now, so but here it is. Pray for strength and healing for Yvonne Key and her family. Also praying for favor and protection for her family as they find a new place to stay during this holiday season. She said a lot of people are being forced from their homes, so pray that they will all be placed and find peace.
Okay.
And so that is our prayer also. And then we have several bereavements among us. Of course, our member Latasha Jones passed away, and that funeral will be this coming Saturday at ATOP at 12 noon. COVID protocols will be in effect, so if you plan on coming, you have to wear your mask and stay socially distant. The family is going to be limited to about 50 people, but we ask that they stay socially distant and wear their mask. Also, we want to lift up Sister Cynthia Elliott in the loss of her sister. And her sister lived in Hartford, Connecticut. But that service was this past weekend. And so we want to lift up Sister Cynthia Elliott in the loss of her sister. And I talked to Sister Minister Sherry Frazier on today.
Okay.
She's had several deaths in her family. She's lost two aunts. Her best friend passed away, and she just lost an uncle. And that uncle lived in Detroit, Michigan, and his arrangements are inconclusive at this time. But she asked that we lift her up in our prayers because she's had four deaths in the past few months, and they hit her kind of heavy.
Okay.
So prayers for Sister Minister Sherry Frazier tonight. I think that's all I had on my little paper there.
Okay. Well, will you lead us in a word of prayer as we prepare to close out tonight?
Yes.
And Sherry is watching, and Sherry, we're definitely praying with you and praying for you as you, this is a heavy weight, and it's almost unspeakable to and trying to understand, you know, in this season, but we know that prayer works and that God is a prayer answering God.
Yes, he is.
And we have intercessors that's praying on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And so we're interceding and believing God. And we thank God for an opportunity to stand in agreement and touch and agree with you as you go through.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us pray on tonight. And as we've lifted these names up before God, we know and we expect God to work on everyone's behalf because he knows us.
That's right.
By name. He knows the very number of hairs that are on our head. Isn't
that's
that
right.
something? Look at all this
that's amazing.
Hair that's on my... God has numbered
that's right.
the hairs on your head, and he knows
he
that
knows.
Number.
He knows.
Not only that, God cares for... If God cares for the birds of the field,
wow.
of birds of the air, and the animals in the field, how much more does he care for you? Amen? Let us pray. Gracious God in heaven, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We thank you
we
tonight.
We thank you right now, God.
There are many on our sick and shut-in
yes,
list that
God.
We did not speak their names, oh God. But you know those names, God. Just like I said, you know them because you made and you created them. So we speak right now, God, and we ask in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That you would heal, touch and heal and work on their behalf.
Do it, God.
We lift up Sister Andrea Martin in that heart catheter, God. We lift up Sister Deborah Taylor in that hand today. We lift up to you, Brother Charles Bertram, today, God. We lift up Sister Yvonne Key, Lord. We lift up Ja'Cory tonight, God. We lift up, oh God, all those who are bereaved tonight also, God. We lift up the family of Latasha Jones. We lift up the family of Cynthia Elliott.
Yes, God.
We lift
yes,
up
God.
The family of Hallelujah. Sister Sherry Frazier, God.
Hallelujah.
We ask that you would comfort those grieving hearts tonight, God. God, sometimes grief can overwhelm us so that we feel like we're in a deep pit that we cannot get out. But God, we pray, oh God, that you bring us out, pull us up, oh God, out of the deep hole that we feel like we've fallen into, God. That well that's so deep that we feel like we can't crawl out of. Give us the strength, oh God, to climb out, oh God, to see the daylight, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless those who are on the sick and shut-in list. Heal their bodies as only you can, God.
Yes,
those
God.
Who are going in for surgeries, God. Touch the hands of the surgeon today, God. You be in that operating room, God. And we thank you today,
we
God.
We thank you, God.
God, there are people who need
we
homes
you,
today.
God.
We ask that
we
you would provide
you
shelter for them today,
Hallelujah,
God, in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We ask that you would provide food for those who are hungry, shelter for those who need a place to stay, warm clothes for those who are cold, oh God. We thank you tonight, God. God, we ask that you would touch Brother Andre, touch
it,
his
God.
Back right, now,
right
God,
now, God,
in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen and heal his back, oh God. Build him up where he's weak and where he's torn down,
yes,
God.
God.
Allow him to run on to see what the end will be, God.
Thank you,
pull
God.
Him out of whatever he's been going through, God. It's been a struggle for
Hallelujah.
Him, God. But we pray in the name of,
in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus.
And we decree and declare that the struggle is over.
Yes, God.
Our God, we thank you for bringing him out right now, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we ask that you allow him to stand on his feet, God.
Yes, God.
Give him the eagle's wings, oh, God, the strength
hey,
of an eagle.
Hey,
let him
God.
Run and not be weary and walk and not faint. And we thank you, God, that he shall be able to contend with the horses, God.
That's
oh,
right.
God, he... the word says, how can you contend with the horses if you can't run with the footmen? So
Glory
we ask, oh God, that
God.
You give him strength,
give
oh
him
God,
strength
to
right
run
now,
with
God.
The horses today,
yes,
God.
Yes,
restore
God.
What the enemy
yes,
has
God.
Tried to take away, God.
Glory
and
God.
We thank you and we bless you today, God. We speak, oh God, in the name of,
in
Jesus,
the name of
to
Jesus,
those who are going through during this Thanksgiving season,
yes,
God.
God.
We give you thanks, oh God, in this season, God.
Glory
for
God.
Those, oh God, who you are going to provide for, oh God. And we thank you tonight. We
yes,
thank you tonight for your provisions tonight, God.
Yes, God.
And we give you glory. Now, oh God, we pray a special blessing and we give you thanks for the abundance that you have poured out on us, God. For the abundance that you're pouring out into Anointed Temple of Praise.
Yes, God.
We speak abundant blessings
blessing,
as we go
overflow.
Forth for Anointed Temple of
How
Praise,
about,
God.
Hey,
we're
hey,
not
God.
Ashamed to ask for you to
Thank
open
you,
the
God.
Windows of heaven and pour out
yes,
blessings
yes,
that
God.
We shall not have room enough to receive.
Glory
simply
God.
Because, oh
yes,
God,
God,
we trust and believe
we
that
you
can
God.
Do anything
we believe, God.
But fail.
Thank you, God.
We love you tonight, God. We love you tonight, God. We bless you tonight, God. Oh, God, we ask, oh, God, that you would touch and strengthen
touch,
Sister
God.
Marcy's son, God. We're
Do
calling
it, God.
Out Ja'Cory tonight, God.
Right now, God.
We're calling out Ja'Cory tonight, God.
Right now, God.
Lift him up to you, God. Find a heart that's compatible, God. Let his body accept that heart and not reject it tonight, God. God, we thank you
we
for
thank
a
you.
Heart that's compatible, God.
Hallelujah.
A heart that loves you, God. A heart that will follow you, God.
Yes,
a
God.
Heart that will beat like your heart.
Yes, God.
So that Ja'Cory can be a man after your own heart, God. Oh, God, we love you tonight.
Thank you.
We love you tonight. We pray for our pastor tonight, God.
Thank you, God.
Anoint him the more tonight,
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Give him the strength that he needs in order to be able to continue to run on to see what the end will
Hallelujah.
Be.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, many of the afflictions of the righteous.
Glory
but, God,
God,
we thank you
we
that
thank
you are
you.
Delivering us from them all.
Yes,
we
God.
We thank you that you delivered
Glory
our pastor,
God.
Oh, God. From the snares of the enemy, God. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, God.
We thank you for deliverance for Corey Jones tonight, God. We thank you for making a way out of no way for him,
God.
We ask that you would strengthen Brother Henry Williams tonight,
Do it, God.
God, I don't know what he
Hallelujah.
Needs, oh God. But I call out the name Henry Williams tonight to you, God. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And we love you tonight, God. We bless your holy and righteous name, God. God, I lift up our brother, DeJuan Whitmore, tonight.
Yes, God.
We thank you for him tonight, God. We thank you for his heart, oh God. We thank you for his compassion, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for his spirit, oh God, that you have given him a spirit to follow you, oh God.
Yes, God.
And we love you tonight, God.
We love you, God.
Oh, God, make the crooked places straight in
Hallelujah.
Our lives.
Hallelujah.
Bring the high mountains low tonight, God.
Do
in
it,
the
God.
Name of Jesus. If you don't bring the high mountains low, God, give us the strength
to climb. Glory, God.
And we thank you, oh, God,
because we
know that as we climb the mountain and gain strength, oh, God, you're strengthening something in us, God. You're making us stronger day by day. So we thank you for mountains, oh, God. We thank you for mountains today, God. That we have to climb up. We thank you for mountains today, God, that help strengthen our spiritual muscles today. And we thank you, Lord, because you are a God who is all around us.
Yes, God.
You are a God who stays with us.
Thank you,
you
God.
You are a God who will be with us even until
Hallelujah.
The end. We lift up Minister Qualish to you today, God. Strengthen her heart today, God.
Do it, God.
Allow her to run on to see what the end will be. We lift up Minister Dr. Carolyn Butler to you, God.
We lift her
Strengthen
up.
Her today,
we lift
tonight,
her up.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Strengthen Sister Betty tonight, Sister Betty Rogers tonight,
yes,
God. She needs you, God.
She needs you.
They don't understand, oh God. They're still in bewilderment over the death of that loved one, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would give them all the peace that they need to that surpasseth all understanding. We pray for that son, for Latasha's little son, God. Oh God, surround him with your angels of goodness, grace, and mercy. As they endure the days, the months, and the weeks, and the years ahead without their loved one. We love you tonight, God. We ask that you would continue to watch over our families, everybody that's connected with Anointed Temple of Praise. We ask that you would continue to provide all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks and abundant praise. Amen and thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you, God.
Amen. We went a little over tonight, but we just thank God for your presence.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we hope you enjoy the rest of this evening and continue to trust the timing of God in your situation. And we're standing and agreeing and believing with you that God's going to do something special in your situation.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Good night, everybody. Love you guys.